What are your thoughts?
Really tough game, but proud of the team because five games in a row, six games unbeaten. The form is exceptional, so big compliment to the team. Really hard game, new manager syndrome you're up against, and they're trying to impress. All the usual things that comes with a new manager, but I thought we lacked a wee bit of energy in the first half. Second half were more like us, more on the kind of front foot. But I knew that would happen because of the effort they put in Saturday.
And the irony of the goal scorer, of course, who was named on the bench initially. First of all, can you clarify the Costa situation?
Well, he was fine in the warm-up, he was totally fine, and then I think he went into possession just in the warm-up and just felt something in his ankle. And we tried to see how he was at before the game. It wasn't getting any easier, so we made the decision to bring Nuer, which was no problem because Nuer's been really good for us. But just the form, Andy Wyman as well up there has been exceptional. So I never had any problem with Nuer because I know he's a threat. And as I said before, he needs a pre-season in him where I think he can last games for 90 minutes. I think the guy has had a really hard time over the last year or so with his knee injury, but he's an absolute threat. And if you get him top speed, top level, he's an absolute threat.
You survived a scare or two towards the end, one or two anxious moments. You're relieved to get to full time?
Honestly, I think if John Barbarson looks up and sees Andy Wyman, it may have been 2-0 and I wouldn't have got
to
that
stage.
Reaction. Yeah. And the save was brilliant. Andy's save was great. And we rode the luck quite rightly there, but also I thought we were a threat going forward.
There were periods of frustration, you mentioned it there, certainly in the first half, then two sort of helter-skelter moments in that second half. We talk about the goal first, ball travelled 200 yards, didn't it? It was your corner, then Forrest had a shot cleared off the line and Fineman intelligent to square for Dicko.
It was poor from our side, because nobody should hurt you for a corner like that, and we Cavalero done great to actually just get the nick on it, and then obviously I think Andy makes a save and then it comes off him, and then corner makes the block and then it gets cleared and then the counter attack was deadly, but we're capable of that because we've got quick players up front and Andy does. But I thought Wyman was excellent the game and he does great and squares a great ball across, so yeah, probably a bit open for my liking that one.
It's a confident squad at the moment, but what would that do for Nuer Dicko, his second goal of the season? Obviously wasn't expecting to be in the lineup tonight.
Well, I think it'll be great for him. As I said before, I think Nuer, the injury he did have and been out that length of time, it's a big injury, that the cruciate ligament. But him coming back, as I said before, I've spoke to him before, and I think he does definitely need a right good pre-season in him to last games and be sustainable. But he's a definite threat. His speed is incredible and he's a definite threat.
That's five wins in a row now, 51 points, St Blackburn on 40 points. Would you say you're safe now?
Oh, it's funny, you look at it, you're only 6 points from I don't know, 10th, 11th, things. So it's still a lot of games to go. We've still got one more game, more than some teams due to the cup run. So, who knows what's going to happen. But we're in good moment, good form, good feeling.
It's important to keep this momentum going now, isn't it?
That is a bit. They've done it now for a number of weeks now, so they get into games feeling confident. And we just look a threat, I think, every time we go forward, look a threat. But the level, what they've shown in the last month or so, has been exceptionally high.
I just want to very quickly dwell on Andy Lonergan, because you mentioned that save in injury time from Carriol, an important save in the first half as well from Brittas on Belonga. It's good to be able to rely on someone like him in reserve when somebody like Carl Hakimi is injured.
Well, Carl's been excellent, and when Carl was injured, then Andy got injured at the same time. We had young Harry Burgoyne, who'd done brilliant for us in the cup games and things like that. So, but Andy coming out, as I said before, I've worked with some really good goalkeepers in my time, and Andy Lonergan is a shot stopper's up there with the best of them. So he makes saves even in training like that. You think, how's he saved it? So it was a big moment for him.